Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of our Wednesday broadcast. Before I get to some of your calls and some of the other content we'll delve into, I told you about a good friend, conversation I had with my friend Chris that really went very well yesterday evening. I've also mentioned to you my friend Anthony. I went to school with in Indianapolis. It'll be so funny if he's listening to the show. He's my hot-headed black friend. I've got to share this post with you because I'm sure this emanates from our social media exchange the other day, because I raised the question as to whether the irony of where he is in being so worked up by Donald Trump, who he believes to be a racist hater, whether he's hateful as well, because I really do believe my friend is hateful. I'm going to share just a post he just put up a few minutes ago. You tell me what you think, okay? This is like a direct response to our conversation the other day. Can you have hate and anger at the acts of people yet not hate the people who do them? Yes, that's true. You can. I say yes. For me, it isn't spirit feeding to hate people, but I can absolutely hate and be angered by their acts. A longtime friend told me I hated the president and the GOP. I wonder who that is. Here is what he said. This is in all caps. I absolutely hate all their acts and complacency to this administration and the GOP racism. The sickening mistreatment of people just trying to save themselves from horrible living conditions, rape and murder, only to come here to be mistreated, have their children taken from them, stuffed in cages, told to drink from toilets, and murdered. Then, even here legally, still be treated the same. Each day, more and more policies come out to target them even more, plus destroy or environmental, repealing Dangerous Endangered Species Act, parks open to open mining, as well as many other things. I just can't be silent about it. If you are one who is fatigued by my posts, great. Unfriend me, because I will continue until this racist jackass is out of office. What do you think? This guy is like this all day. All day. It's like, man, take a breath. Just thought I would share that wonderful piece with you. Before we get to your calls as well, another piece of great news, well-deserved honor for Congressman Jeff Duncan, who joined us on this program earlier in the week. He posted on social media yesterday, proud to be one of five members of Congress with a perfect 100% Numbers USA score so far in the 116th Congress. I will always fight for secure borders, enforcement of immigration laws, and protection of U.S. sovereignty. Again, that's Jeff Duncan. I want you to think about that for a moment. One of five members of the House with a perfect 100% score. What does this mean? Tell you about the Republicans in Washington. You only got five with a 100% score on this issue? Five. Just saying. And we're draining the swamp? Come on, people. Who are we kidding? Let's go out to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
All right, sir.
That's good. I was just wanting to comment on the Chris Cuomo part of your comments before you went to break. I have no problem with what I saw in the video from Chris Cuomo, because it's simply one thing, and it's manhood.
And that's manhood?
You're not going to abuse the First Amendment right in a childish and malicious manner and try and punk me and think that I'm not going to be 10 toes down in front of your face.
That's manhood.
You will have to back up your words. Because at some point in time, enough is enough. there is a constant trend with those that want to needle those and stand behind the First Amendment. But you know what? There's accountability and responsibility for all of the constitutional amendments. And so if you're going to come at me like that, then the consequences and repercussions of how I respond are on you, not me.
Now, here's my question. Joe, because I can't imagine you doing this. Would you actually behave like this in public? Or behave like this at all?
Well, I think I'm probably a little older than Chris Cuomo, because in my day, a good your mama response would settle it. Because if he had called me the name that he called Chris Cuomo, I would have just looked at him and said, "Well, you know, your mama calls me Big Daddy." Get it right. So that settles it down. Because what you're dealing with is willful stupidity, and that's the way you shut down willful stupidity. You shut it down by attacking them at the core of their insecurity.
Joe.
And so for me, I would not have had, you know, I doubt if he could have escalated it to a word where I would have cracked his jaw, because I would have seen him for what he is. But protection of your manhood, I stand behind that 100%, because no man, especially in front of my family, is going to come at me any kind of way and think that there are not going to be consequences and repercussions. I'm a man.
All righty. All right, Joe. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you for my best laugh that I received today. What are you doing? What are you dancing?
I'm a man. Yes, I am. And I can, because I love you so.
Yeah.
Okay, Chicago song. You know, what's the funny thing is, I have seen that song come up because I have a feature on my radio where I can have a favorite artist, and wherever it is on satellite radio, it'll come up. And I've seen that song, and I've never listened to it. I'll have to listen to it. I listen to most of the other Chicago songs. I'm serious. Right now, I have a headache from laughing so hard what Joe said. Oh, my goodness. It killed me. It really did. I better sit down here. By the way, on this whole thing, in fact, Charles gave this to me. Get a load of this. I told you about the Trump campaign, you know, the Trump people getting involved in this whole Cuomo thing. Now the Trump campaign is selling Fredo Unhinged T-shirts. Yes, they are for sale now. After that viral video of Chris Cuomo and his encounter with a man who apparently taunted him by calling him Fredo. The shirt is on sale in Trump's campaign merchandise store for $34 with images of Cuomo's face from the video. The description of the product reads, "The truth hurts. He totally lost it. Help us annoy Chris Cuomo and buy your Fredo Unhinged tee now." Alrighty. My goodness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to try to get my breath here. And what in the world is this?
That is Clean Bandit.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say. More of your calls. Stay with us. It's been quite entertaining during the break, including a friend of mine who I noticed apparently is listening to this program. Quoting the comments from Joe just a few minutes ago. Remember the old days? You didn't go for a gun or try to fight if someone insulted you. Just replied, "Your mama," and kept it moving. We need more "your mamas," less violence to solve problems. And he put at the end here, "Thanks, Vince Coakley." Well, thank you for listening, by the way. I have two hilarious Babylon Bee posts I've got to share with you. Let me get to a call or two first before we go into an update on what the latest is on the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. Because this story, as I told you, it gets weirder by the day. Let's first go out to a call from Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Vince. My comment real quick would be to Anthony and people. First, I voted for Donald Trump. I'll vote for him again. He's an ugly, deplorable, narcissistic, mean-spirited individual. He's not a racist. He talks down, mean-spirited about anyone that disagrees with him, that doesn't bow down at his feet. So let's get it clear once more. He's not a racist. He's like a teenager that's got in power, and he uses Twitter. Twitter. He's no more a white supremacist. He's a Donald Trump supremacist.
Yeah, yeah.
He's about himself, and if you agree with him, if you're black, you're good. If you agree with him, you're white, you're good. If you disagree with him, then he's going to trash it. The reason to vote for Donald Trump is Mike Pence. So please, everyone, get beyond the point that he's racist.
Yeah.
He is not a good person. He's never been a good person. Look at the gentleman that just hung himself and killed us, Jeffrey,
Epstein. Yep.
That was his, that was his best buddy. They ran around.
I don't know how, I wouldn't call them best buddies. And they knew each other, the level of that friendship. But you know what I find refreshing about your call, Jim? You recognize who this is. You're going to vote for the guy. I love that honesty. I really appreciate your honesty and transparency. That's great.
You have to vote for him because what's the choice? But if we think that he's a statesman, he has no statesmanship, honor, dignity, or anything about the man. And I don't know. I would be afraid to step into eternity with some of the things that he said on my shoulders. But anyway, that's between him and the Lord. But he's not a racist. He's a Donald Trump. Number one, and everybody else bow down and follow behind me.
Jim, this is one of the most brilliant calls that I've received. I have to tell you that. Thank you very much for your call. It's entertaining, but it's so true. The person who wrote, and I've told you on this program, the guy who wrote, what's the name of the book? The Art of the Deal, who actually wrote that book with him. That's what he actually says. He's a virulent anti-Trump person. I would put him in the category of being very hateful. But I agree with what he said. He said Trump is not a white supremacist. He is a Trump supremacist. And that's a very accurate characterization of this. Earl, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Vince. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, sir.
Okay, well, wow, you had some great calls today. First of all, to Joe, my back is really sore because I took your mama out last night and I had to carry her on my back. She weighs a lot.
No, we're not going down that road, are we?
Love you, Joe. love your comments, buddy.
Man.
But I called about the police officer thing. Back in the 80s, I was a police officer in North Carolina after getting out of the military. I was a military policeman. And you're trained. They are trained. We watch videos, simulated. You might have a guy in a car, and you're making a traffic stop, and you ask him for his license. And he says, well, I have it in the glove compartment, and reaches over. But he's got two or three other people in the car with him. So you're trying to watch hands. You're trying to watch hands of two, three, four people. And watch his hand. He pulls something black, out of the glove compartment. You have to make a split second decision. And what I'm afraid, the way things are going, any police officer that shoots somebody is getting prosecuted in the media. What I'm afraid of is people are not going to want to be police officers. They're going to have a shortage of qualified, sane police officers. They're going to have to take people that shouldn't be police officers. And the situation is only going to get worse.
You know, you raise a very valid concern here, the concern about the quality of the people that you'll be able to hire and retain, for that matter. I appreciate your call and the time that you have served. I mean, who would want to get into this? Knowing the scrutiny you face, you're putting your life on the line. You know, I think of all of these tests, and I could imagine how these would work, where you have these simulations of and role-playing. And again, yes, you got a split second. You got to respond. Who wants to put, how many of you want to put yourselves in that situation? I don't. Not in a million years. Not in a million years. I do want to update you on what's going on with Wall Street. The Dow is down right now 589 points. Again, a concern from the bond market about the possibility of a recession. That's what they're concerned about. The possibility of recession. Again, the Dow down about 587 points. By the way, parenthetically, I see Fox is running a story now about Scaramucci. Remember him? Who was he? Was he the news media person for like 11 days? Seriously. And he made some recent disparaging remarks about the president, and now the president's fired back and saying that he's desperately trying to come back. Really? Really? Anyway, let's talk about what's going on with this investigation. We've learned a couple of things now about the Epstein death. CBS reporting, corrections officers may have falsified reports saying they checked on Jeffrey Epstein as required by protocol. Surveillance video apparently showed guards never made some of the checks noted in the prison log. Multiple sources told CBS Epstein's cellmate at the Metropolitan Correctional Center posted bail last Friday, leaving Epstein alone in his cell the day before he died. Another source familiar with the investigation said it appears Epstein had been dead 1 or 2 hours before he was found. 1 or 2 freaking hours. This is ridiculous. He was also taken off suicide watch about a week after an apparent attempt to hang himself, July 23rd. Can somebody please show me the license of this person who recommended that he be taken off suicide watch? Whoever made this recommendation ought to permanently lose his license. I mean, you could take a perfect idiot who would know better than that. It is ridiculous. There's also a story indicating that 1 or 2 of these guards may have actually been sleeping when this happened. You can't make this up. Coming up, I'm going to share a couple of really funny Babylon Bee posts on this. Babylon Bee, they are on a tear on this story. I'm going to share a couple of these, and you're going to love them. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Is it safe to mention any of these things here? On the text line, this person saying, I would test everything the guards drank and ate. They were all asleep? Sound like a drugging to me. Also, in response to the president and one of the callers earlier, Trump was my last choice. But the Supreme Court, the fact that he is a fighter are important. The past several Republican presidents were weak and let us down repeatedly. And this, boy, this is ironic. Vince Scaramucci is nothing but an arrogant, self-important little grease. Well, you can use your imagination as to what the last word is. Not one I use on the radio. Let us see. Your mama wears combat boots is not as funny anymore because today she probably does or has worn combat boots. So how about your mama is a cross-dresser? See, that might not be politically correct in this day and age either. So what? What if she wants to be a cross-dresser? You just don't know what's safe anymore. You really don't know. Speaking of safe, before I get to these Babylon Deep B posts, let's see. Let's go out to Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Your friend Anthony has some interesting comments. But I suggest that he read a book by a fellow named Rich Berg. The title of the book is Out of America, A Black Man Confronts Africa.
Ooh, that sounds like something I want to read. Out of America.
It's not a published book. It apparently is only available in online things in various ways. There are many things in there that I think a lot of us could agree are true, but a lot of people won't like to read or hear.
Oh boy, Out of America. And who's the author of this?
Rich Berg. RICHBURG.
Richburg. I'm going to check this out. Sam, thank you for your call. Always looking for intriguing reading material. Speaking of such, let me quickly get through these because I want to make sure that everyone is able to appreciate the humor of Babylon B. Here's the first one. Speaking to a packed 30-seat arena, Bill Clinton remarked on Jeffrey Epstein's recent passing, saying that Epstein's cause of death really depends on what your definition of suicide is. Did Epstein commit suicide? Asked an attendee at the event. A wide-eyed Clinton shrugged his shoulders. I mean, it really depends on what your definition of suicide is. I can't do the Clinton voice right now. An awkward silence ensued. Bill turned to look at Hillary for support, but she just glared at him and ran her finger across her throat, a metaphor that means death. He went on. Hey, I mean, well, we got to define terms here, all right? If you mean did he hang himself without any outside assistance, then I'd say that does not fall under the definition of what may or may not have occurred. Hillary held up a pair of finger guns to her husband's head in a threatening fashion, another metaphor that means death. Bill gulped. But, well, hey, if you mean did he hang himself and then shoot himself three times in the back of the head just to be sure, then yeah, I'd say he committed suicide. Hillary and I do not have murderous relations with that man. As Hillary beckoned him backstage. This one's even better. I love this one. Babylon B, we would like to state for the record that Hillary Clinton is an upstanding citizen and a fine human being. A note from the editorial board at the Babylon B. A number of people have questioned our love for Hillary Clinton based on some satirical pieces published on our site recently. We would like to clear things up by saying Hillary Clinton is an upstanding citizen and a very fine human being. She is of excellent character. She would never hurt anyone. The people who wrote those jokes, headlines, and pieces that seem to criticize Hillary have been dealt with. Some conspiracy theories have been going around about the Clintons, and we think that is just despicable. Deplorable, really. From Bill's time in the White House all the way through Hillary's spotless record as Secretary of State, the Clintons have served this country with honor and not a hint of scandal. For people to suggest They are so powerful and sinister. To kill those who might expose some non-existent wrongdoings in their past is really treason. We just want to make certain that it's clear how much we respect, love, and honor the Clintons. Honestly, they're our favorite politicians of all the politicians. Way better than that Trump guy. It's a real shame Hillary didn't win. She's our president. Above all, we want to make sure Hillary does not question our loyalty to her and the whole Clinton family. We have nothing bad to say about her. Also, just to be clear, we have no dirt or inside information on her whatsoever, and nothing would be gained by her untimely deaths. So, Hillary, we love you. Please do not hurt us. That's from the editorial board of Babylon Bee. Isn't that amazing? These people are hysterical. They just come out with one hit after another. Oh, gross. I just happened to... You would not believe what I just opened up to on the text line that I cannot even begin to say on the air. Don't you hate those? Because as everybody wondering, what did that person say? Can't do it. Just cannot do it. I'm sorry. That's just the nature of the beast. Let's see here. When I was trying to do the Clinton earlier, this person said, dude, that's a terrible Clinton. You sounded more like Eddie Murphy doing the Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood character. Yeah, that did. I could actually do Clinton, but I couldn't today. I just couldn't get myself into the mode of, I don't know. I am just not sure. Earlier in your show, we heard the Dow was down because of fear of a recession. 11:30 on WRD local news reporter said European markets were falling. Thus, the market drop here. Thanks to local reporter for telling the whole story, not just trying to stoke fears. Really? It is scary. Again, why do we have to find all of these adversarial things? I'm not trying to deceive anybody here. There could be any number of perspectives on what's going on with the market. I mean, is this science? No, it's not. My goodness. Stay with us. Now look at traffic and weather. Here's Pam Warner.
All right, seeing a few of those slowdowns still on your roadway. South Graham Street at West Trade Street dealing with a crash and some property damage, as well as on West Moorhead at Freedom Drive, and an injury accident lingering on Wilkinson Boulevard at Berry Drive. Today's weather is going to be mostly cloudy skies with a high of 94, a low of 74, and a 40% chance of those afternoon thunderstorms. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you guys only knew some of the conversations that go on literally seconds before we come back on air. Oh, my goodness. God help us. God help us. How about we take a look at the day in history as we travel down I-85 to our upstate studio and our good friend Mr. Reitzel joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am awesome.
It's a good thing you're not in here. I think you might have gone crazy by now.
Why, is there a smell or something
going on? Oh, did you have to bring up John
again? What do you
mean
by that?
My goodness. Well, let's start here taking a look at the day in history and then... as time permits, maybe a couple of other bizarre stories that have developed along the way. We have three questions for you. Beginning in 1945, this country finally surrendered to the U.S., ending World War II. 1945, what was that country that surrendered?
Japan.
You are correct. It was Japan. 1995, Shannon Faulkner. If I tell you that name, what do you remember about her?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Except for the name sounds familiar. That's all.
Anybody in studio remember Shannon Faulkner?
Was that the first woman in the Citadel?
John, right? You get the prize.
Oh, way to go, John.
I am impressed. First one to enter the Citadel. However, there were protests and death threats, and she left a week later. Yeah. So kind of a short stay there. This is kind of a tough question to ask because how can you give hints about this? 2003, massive event affected the North and Northeast. What was it? 2003.
Blizzard.
No, not a blizzard. What else? Let's see.
So was it a weather event?
Was it a brownout?
Well, you know, you're close. It was actually a blackout.
Okay.
What are you laughing about over there,
What's
John?
What's the difference between a blackout and a brownout?
You know, that's a good question.
Nothing.
It's really kind of a technicality, probably, a technical difference. What are you... John, there's something diabolical going on with Johnny, so I won't even dare to ask until after the show.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to have a look at a couple of bizarre stories that have happened as well, including this one. This is just crazy. Out down in Alabama, police looking for this guy who posed as a delivery driver to steal cases of beer and soda from grocery stores. That's a pretty good stunt, huh? So here is what this guy did. He was wearing a delivery driver uniform, so he entered the stores with a cart and stacks it with cases of beer and soda. Instead of restocking the shelves, he loaded up his vehicle and left. it seems like he would have picked up on that. Why is this guy taking stuff out rather than bringing stuff in?
Does it say what store it was? Because I'd be curious.
It does not say here. But
having a grocery background, usually those guys have to check in before they come in. So maybe it was a smaller place or something.
Yeah, it must have been a small town kind of place that, certainly not a franchise where they would have some set policies to make sure something like this just doesn't happen. But, man, that's a pretty clever stunt.
Aren't you surprised? People do this all the time. They have to.
Yeah, I would have to think, and as you described here, more than likely the easier targets would be the kind of ma-and-pop operations as opposed to these bigger stores that I'm sure there are plenty of security measures in place to make sure that nothing devious takes place.
Well, think about it. You look up and you go, they must have a new guy.
You know? Exactly. Did you hear about the discovery, Union County, North Carolina? Residents of a subdivision had an unexpected visitor behind a home along the street.
Was it Santa Claus?
Yeah, there you go. A 10 to 15 pound alligator, 2 to 3 feet long. Now, this was considered to be kind of small by most standards, but it was in a residential neighborhood. This thing looks pretty big. Fortunately, animal control came in. They transported this thing to an animal shelter. Wildlife officers are scheduled to take custody of it. And, you know, the big question is, where did this thing come from? An alligator, of all things.
What would you do if you were out walking latte and you saw that?
That would kind of freak me out. That would be kind of scary.
When you get scared, do you squeal or do you just go quiet? What kind of noise do you make?
You're funny. Squeal? Just curious. Really? Wee! That was really good. I don't know. I think there must have been some drinks served in the studio before I came here today that I missed out on. Everybody's in rare form today for some reason.
We're just happy. It's that Wednesday on your way to the weekend kind of feel.
Yeah.
Would you rather everyone be dour?
Yeah, that's true. Why be sour? I knew that was coming. Don't be sour. How does the rest
Don't
of that
you
go?
Dare be sour.
That was good.
I know.
Go ahead and finish it. You're doing well here, man.
I don't remember how many championships they've won now.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's six.
By the way, as we close out, we don't have much time left here. Lonzo and I periodically watch wrestling, and I turned it on probably for the first time in months. Had a great show on Saturday night, the NXT TakeOver event on Saturday. I thought it was great. I did not watch Sunday. Did you happen to see the Sunday broadcast?
Yeah, Sunday for the most part was really good, but Saturday was definitely excellent.
You thought it was better than Sunday?
They usually are.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what it is, but it's, I guess, just the freshness of it that makes it a lot more interesting for me. But it was very satisfying to watch on Saturday. Maybe I will, if I find the time, I'll watch the other event. Who knows? Who knows? Lonzo, have yourself a great day, and same goes to all of you. Be safe out there, and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.